Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Todd Garvey.
And I'm Lisa Green.
And this is Creativity Wasted. Okay, so I'm going to expand on last month, Sean from Comedy Project. I'm blanking on his last name.
Francis.
Sean Francis. His idea was an idea he had when he was a kid. It was called Drive-Thru Buffet. So it's like you take like a car wash building where the car drives through and you just stick buffet tables in it.
Oh.
So you just grab the food. And we were sort of riffing on that, and I came up with a modification. Like, what if you're at like the McDonald's drive-through menu where you're ordering and talking into the microphone thing? What if instead of being a menu, it was a live video of a buffet?
And they're scooping it for you.
And they're scooping it for you. So you're saying like a little more, or with buttons like on the menu, maybe you could reach out from the drive-thru and press buttons up, down, more, more. They're putting it in like the styrofoam or whatever that you can drive away with, like the leftover or takeout containers. You can even say like where to put it in the container, maybe. Like don't mix this and this. I don't know what people typically would.
Yeah, it's like skip the green beans. Give me some potato wedges.
A little more of this, a little more of this. Does this seem hot? Maybe even ask them questions. I guess you'd have to like tell them to move the camera or...
Like, it'd be like a GoPro on their chest, and they're just kind of like, they just kind of have a tray, and they're just kind of like walking down to the next one. You're like, oh, no. And they move down to the next one, and you're like, yeah, give me some of that. And you just see the GoPro feed, you know, and then they move to the next tray.
They also have for a delivery service and have an app. You could have even like kiosks, like let's say, because I used to work in a 5-story office building. In the bottom of the building, you could have the drive-through menu with the screen, but the actual restaurant is 10 miles away. And so you just order it. And then as you're driving home, they're driving it to your house. So it's like a drive-thru that's nowhere near the actual building. You could do something like that. The actual getting of the food and putting it in the container could be a person, could be a robot.
Robots taking all our jobs, all our good scooping jobs.
And the delivery could be a person delivering. The delivery could be a robot. So it's all like flexible. So I would call this the remote buffet. You don't scoop your own food. You watch some other thing do it in the monitor.
I like the idea.
You can have as much food as you want. So it's not like Uber Eats or something where they give you like two different size choices, one choice. And then I thought, well, they could either charge you by the container or they could charge you by the scoop. They could have, if it's robots especially, they could, in real time, they could weigh it. And charge, you could see the cost amount going up per scoop. So if you had
That's how they do it at the grocery stores.
Yeah, when you're getting it at the deli.
And I thought it'd be cool too. Like, it's typically at a buffet, you're gonna eat that food.
Like, yeah.
Maybe you have a calorie limit. Like, I want to eat less than 800 calories. So as it's scooping, you see the calorie amount go up. And you could say, oh, that's too many, take a little off, and then you'd see the calorie amount go down. Because if you have the weight of the stuff in the scoop thing, you can calculate.
You could set everything by the calories.
Yeah, somewhere. your whole little kind of strict regimen.
If you ate what you're supposed to eat, it would suck, you know?
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about that. I need to start doing something.
I think if there was an app, a buffet app like this, where you could set a calorie limit, I mean, at first it would suck because you wouldn't know what to get. You'd immediately hit your calorie limit and you'd be like, oh, shit, that's all I get. And so you might decide to go over. There might be somebody who just takes an hour, just a little more, a little less of this, a little more of this. Okay, I don't want this. You might have to keep picky people from, like, wasting its time. Maybe once it's in your plate thing, it's in. It's like you can't take it out again. Like
for, yeah, but if you're like worried about your calories, buffet probably isn't the best bet for you to begin with. Like, let's be honest.
Well, but it could be though with technology.
Stocks, that's not bad.
You're like one tablespoon of mashed potatoes.
I think that would be calories. The easiest way to diet. I would just never buy food in the store. I would just buffet everything with my calorie goals. That would be the easiest way to do it, don't you think?
Nice. That would definitely be the easiest way.
They just create every plate for you.
Portion control, where you don't have to do any math in your head. You don't have to have food in your house that's beckoning you to eat it, like because you're hungry. I think that would be cool. So yeah, that's my idea. Not super funny.
No, it's cool though.
Oh, here's something. So when I was a kid, I went to Ponderosa Steakhouse, and I was told that they had ice cream.
Yeah.
And I saw what I thought was ice cream. I filled my plate with it. It turned out it was butter.
Oh.
So as a kid, the manager came by and like, why did you take that much butter? And I got like embarrassed in the Ponderosa.
Damn. They embarrassed you, Tom?
The whole restaurant, everybody nearby was laughing. Oh, he took me. He thought it was ice cream.
So yeah, the dishwasher and like the salad bar guy comes out, and they all start laughing at you.
People
too.
At other tables.
servers are humiliating.
I've never gone to Ponderosa since then. Well, I think they don't exist. But
my first job was at a Ponderosa. I lived in Bay City.
Sure, just heard Tom. Bay City,
Michigan. Yeah, and I remember, Tom, I remember you grabbing that ice cream, and I remember laughing.
That's not to be honest, they deserved laughter. But as a kid, I didn't enjoy being
like the humiliation, like as a kid, just wasn't cool. I was in charge of the cold bar, you know, making sure that the romaine was fresh and the croutons weren't soggy. That was my duty when I was a little Ponderosa boy.
I kind of wonder, too, like, as a kid, was I tall enough to even see the labels? That might have been part of it, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you had, like, the remote buffet, you couldn't make that mistake.
The robot gives you butter as a practical joke.
But, yeah, you could maybe label things better. People wouldn't be coughing on the food because there's either just one person working there handling all the food. So it might be good.
If you waste more sanitary.
Yeah. Oh, here's the thing. Maybe I don't know if this is possible. Like, I know that cameras can like infrared cameras can see like body temperature, you know, like those cop things where so I wonder if it could like point at the food and tell you like if it's cold or not. Like, so when you're in the app, the camera's looking at the food. I wonder if you could have like a little like red X in the middle with like a number saying like how hot the food is.
They could do that nowadays for sure with technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is I thought, well, if you're at a buffet, like in person, like civilians scooping the food, civilians, you need to like have normal like utensils. But like if it was a remote buffet, like in the machine or the worker was doing the food, it could be some sort of specialized utensil, or it could be like a pasta extruding machine, like a Play-Doh thing or something that they just press a button and it oozes out. So like, they could keep it warmer maybe even, and they could make it more efficient and like...
It like cooks it inside of itself.
Cooks it inside. And
comes out all like freshly boiled. You're like, damn, fettuccine, you looking bright. You know? And then it like it seagulls the Alfredo sauce on you. You know?
Well, shit, now I have to leave the seagulling part. But yeah, you could even have like a special restaurant that it's all like extruded all the foods, like shrimp extruder, potato fry extruder. That's like a dystopian, like Star Trek type of thing, but maybe it would be like cheaper if you did it that way.
No, I think that buffet would be pretty fun. The calorie counter on the app would be utilized. I'm sure a lot of people would have it like set, and then they would just like blow right past it. They'd be like, "What?"
But most importantly, that would help because you got to know.
Yeah, you'll know.
You don't know,
and no one's half the battle.
You're in the dark.
Any last thoughts on my food buffet idea? Would you guys use it, like a yes or no, thumbs up, thumbs down?
I would use it. I think it would be more sanitary.
Mm-hmm. Man, we make a lot of food at home.
I don't cook at all. I just eat dinner, pre-made salad. That's what I eat.
Yeah, I like cooking. I think I would use it, but not religiously. I would use it. I wouldn't use it to like keep my diet in check. I would use it just for the novelty of watching a robot steal all my fettuccine and Alfredo. call it good.
Yeah. Maybe you could even have a thing with like, maybe not drugs or whatever, but like,
no, I'm down for that.
With alcohol or anything like that requires a dose. Like
they just like measure out a joint's worth, you know, and then they roll it for you.
Like, what's the legal limit? It's gonna give you something that's gonna get your blood alcohol like just below. Like this is the maximum amount of beer that.
Yeah. Oh man, dude. Like you put in your weight, and it judges how much alcohol it would take to intoxicate your blood alcohol content to 0.079, which is legally under the limit, and everybody's just toeing the line. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
yeah, forget the buffet thing. Just yeah, the alcohol.
Just have a centrifuge and a scale and a bitchy computer that judges you. This alcohol in this body? Nah, this much.
Yeah, I always wonder.
Almost at the limit.
Because I'm not a big drinker. I will drink it, like comedy things. Is like, I don't really know like what my limit is as a teetotaler. Like if I had two drinks, am I above the limit? I don't know what's in every drink, like what the alcohol content levels mean for everything.
Yeah, and then you go to one place, you know, and they make it by the books. So you think you can have two of them, but then you go to another place and they're pouring doubles and extra heavy on the double, and next thing you know, two of those got you way more messed up than you remembered the last time you had two at a different place.
Yeah. I guess there's everybody has to worry about that. But I think I especially, just because I'm ignorant on things like that.
When they start making them kind of hard, you just got to up the cocaine a little bit.
Hey. My kind of man.
I'm just fucking with you. I always thought you should have a bar that had beer dispensers at it, so you don't even have to mess around. You just fill your beer up right at the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know why they... You'd think with credit cards and stuff they could do that.
There is a bar that has... So it's a glass, and the actual fill is on the bottom, and you put it on your table, and a plunger pops open the bottom, fills it up from the bottom up, and then drops it. And
oh, really?
Yeah, that. But it's not everywhere. And I don't even remember the bar that I saw who that had it. I used to work for Dan Henry, which is the MillerCoors distribution center for Mid Michigan. And one of the salesmen was like trying to push it for the market area, but it was like the craziest thing. It was like a plunger from underneath that like popped the bottom of the glass up and filled it, and then it dropped down, and you grabbed your beer, you got your beer, and it was just right available at your table that you were sitting at.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's that beer vending machine just like you're talking about.
Like a pneumatic tube system of different drinks going to every table. Is that what you were describing?
No, it's like you set up the table, and then you pick the beer that you want, and they load a 5-gallon barrel onto that table, and then you guys are all, it's all getting filled from that keg underneath the table.
Oh, the keg is on the table.
Yeah, yep. And it's all CO2 lined.
That is cool.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of like innovation there could be in the restaurant space.
Do you guys remember like full service convenience stores? Like it's like a drive, it's like a drive through, and then you drive through the store, and then they ask you what you want, and then they.
We're only seeing them shut down.
There's still a couple. There's like one in Saginaw, but I was thinking about like doing it like one of those full services. But it be for growler fills. Ooh. You guys remember growlers and howlers?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to seal them. It's a half gallon jug that you can reuse for alcohol. They have like growlers and howlers and prowlers and crowlers. And I'm not making those up. Those are all like real canisters for alcohol.
It doesn't stay good for super long.
No, it's like
as I have discovered.
It's like a 2 liter. But the carbonation isn't sealed as good as a 2 liter. So as soon as it gets filled up, you have like 2 days to drink it, you know.
But it's like a container that's sealed enough that you can legally have it.
Yeah, send them on their, well, because like you can go to a brewery here in Michigan, get a growler and then drive home with it. And it's the same thing, capped and sealed, filled with their beer. But I was thinking about like the little drive through for growler fills. You fill it, you cap it, you seal it, and then you send the driver off on their merry way, you know? And it's like you get to sell beer, but you don't have to deal with the drunk people. A fill station, but it's a beer fill station.
Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
Thanks for coming out. A queer showcase. That's going to be on October 11th. That's next week. 734 Brewing. Other than that, Depot Town Comedy, open mic 734 Brewing, Wednesday. Always great, always accepting folks that want to do that. Google Forms on the Facebook page. Always love having people.
You can find me at Dr. Decide on all socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat. It's all the same. And then check out my podcast, Cornbread and Beans. I do it with fellow comedian Darius Kennedy, and it's a lot of fun. We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube. You can tell Alexa to play Cornbread and Beans, and she'll start playing my podcast. So
nice.
It's everywhere.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.